Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hey everybody. Well, thank you very much for being on Parker Pathways on the second of a third Reline Bauer show. This is April 30th, 2017, and this is live, Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@spcglobal.net, and appreciate you being tolerant today with the voice, and a little low today, but we have a good producer, and we have a good format. And we have a good audience. And speaking of a good audience, we have Jeff from Idaho. I want to make sure Jeff gets in. Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Moshe Yalon basically says that Israel's financing terrorism just like Obama and Hillary did. Let's go through the work here. Samuel Jason Dictionary of English Language in 1755 says a pension is defined as an allowance made to anyone without an equivalence in England. It is generally understood to mean pay given to a state hireling for treason to his country. Original Article 13 from 1825 reads, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept or retain any present, pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office of trust or profit under them or either of them. Fast forward to May 1st, 2011, 11:35 p.m., White House blog, Osama bin Laden dead. House owner Akbar Khan killed by two politicians and three military officers trying to counter Obama's false flag election gambit to win the 2012 election campaign on August 6, 2011, using extortion for 2017, planned but exposed recently by retired Captain Joni Marquez. Rat patrols after Chaffetz. That's a smokescreen that's deployed by AC gunships. Quote from the private contractor, no former military officer is allowed to accept payment from foreign governments. Another quote, falsifying or concealing a material fact is a felony which may result in fines or up to 5 years in prison. Since Social Security is illegally applied to 320 million defrauded Americans, and said private contractor is being paid by a foreign government, how do we correct these legal problems?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest is...
It's not a smokescreen. It's a true story. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, what you're reading is absolutely true. One of the things that one has to start with is, in my opinion, is the acceptance of history, of which Obama's friend, who is wrote his book for him, he now, of course, is the university chancellor for all universities for the selection of professors and for the heirs group. And what I see, in my opinion, is that there should be, heirs should be not in that organization chart in America, and we should have a different type of a professorship concept to be able to teach the older history. That's number one. Number two, there are not many people who really know that that we are still under English rule. And that's a long story too, as you know.
Right. The whole problem we get into from what you just said there is this is the British Empire. The reason why they got rid of Lawrence Arabia right when he got back, you know, so that they could basically create this 100 years worth of war to get to World War III, which is, you know, the Third Albert Pike War for the final conquest, right?
Yeah, they used Lawrence for getting to the Sheikhs,
right?
And you're right about that. There are many people that don't realize that. I thought I was the only one walking around that knew that. I mean, you know what? I really do. But you know, every once in a while, you get a hold of someone from the British Embassy that wants to become an American and be a talk show advisor on Fox. There are two of them, and one of them's from the Second World War. And every once in a while, that kind of slips out, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, it's in the real world terms. What I see is that we're going to have to fall before we rise again, is the way I see it. Because most of the people in the government right now and the media press, it's no secret that they are on 24/7 against Trump. Well, why would they go against Trump when he's just trying to say make America great again? See? So the thing, you know, that type of story. So the thing is that the whole process is that he's getting in their pockets, and
right, just like Le Pen will be, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is the whole problem with you know, they took out Gaddafi because he was basically the best government in Africa, and essentially Le Pen is trying to do that right now, bringing back the franc back, and essentially digging in the pockets of the central bankers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing is that this is why transactions, for instance, if you want real estate transactions today, or if you want to have discussions, let's say that you're an investor in climate change. In other words, if you transfer funds for a global carbon emission, actually what you're doing is paying for somebody else to use that smoke, you know what I mean, to be in business. But if you're a person who wants to borrow from a bank, or if you want to have a real estate transaction, you have to report everything that's coming and going above as if you're somebody off the street at $9,000. Because they're saying, well, you can't go above the $10,000 because, you know, we're trying to track drug traffickers, you know. Well, you know what the real shame is? Most of the money that's on the world stage in currency is drug trafficking. It's like, well, one of the things that bothers me greatly is when they gave the money to the mullahs over there in Iran. It's on a pallet wrapped in saran wrap, comes on an army plane in the middle of the night. And they said, and Obama says, well, that's their money. That comes from where, you know, from the Shah of Iran, you know, in those days. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't want to get into this because I'm staying away from this kind of discussion, but I'll say it because you're on the air. That's the biggest pile of crap that has been perpetuated on the American psyche. That was not Shaw's money.
Right.
Shaw of Iran had his money in gold encased in his airplane. And you know why I know that?
Because you flew on it, and this is the original Flying Goldfinger, right?
I was one of the people that was assigned for the Shaw.
Right.
And my job was to get him to Panama,
right. Okay,
and because he had leukemia.
Right.
And he wanted the medical treatment he wanted in the United States, and the United States wouldn't let him in. So how much gold do you can imagine the Shaw came in? His currency was within the actual government congressman's wallet, if you will. A wallet meaning a big building.
Right.
And, yeah. And the Congress people throughout all these years are crooks. And not all of them, but most of them are.
Yeah, and buying politicians the old-fashioned way, right.
The old-fashioned way, and that there's no joke about this. I mean,
right.
It was when Bill Clinton was collecting drugs on that farm in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You know, they even made a movie about it, you know. And, you know, they're dropping duffel bags of drugs out there on the planes, you know. Well, what the hell? It was a CIA operation, you know. And then but those are the payoffs that go to it. So when I look at all of this going against Trump and the thing, it's not about Trump. It's about Trump, what he represents, is the fact that he knows all this. See, that's the key. He knows all this. And he's like a guy who has seen religion. You know, you've met him in your life. You know, they beat up on their wives, they took drugs, they did anything, you did everything that you could possibly think, and then one day they walk into a chapel and become converted. They become, you know, they say, I'm going to make it right, you know?
Right.
So this is what he is. He believes his story.
Right.
Thank goodness he believes his story, because I'm going to tell you, there's no way in hell any of us who come out of this financially set up, because the congressmen have already stashed their money, built their mansions, built their ranches, and done the whole thing. When you talk about ranch, you know, you say, well, we're selling this at a lower price, because a lot of the homes today are movie stars and the people that say, well, we own this home, and we've dropped this price by $5 to $6 million. And, you know, and so it makes the papers, and because it's a movie star, everybody listens to it. They don't own that. A sheikh owns it. A congressman owns it through their corporations. See? And that's the way this is the way this whole thing is. And this all has to do with what you just said, the pensions of war. You know? And as a citizen, you're not even supposed to have a pension.
Right. Yeah.
Even to this day. That's all made up, too.
Hey, I got to cut in here. I need you to see if you can do some SAPS software measurements for me on the stuff I sent you recently. The last thing is the corrected number. It's got 64 million more. The odds are 1.428 trillion to 1 that it's inaccurate with a 15 millisecond error. You got the bit clock, and then those other two frequencies are the range that Harold Qualtavila came up for any control of Mr. Roboto. And the corrected frequency is, I don't know if you've ever seen those numbers before, but those are, I think, pretty solid if you have a clock counter.
I have, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying that, remember the GPS that was stolen in the James Bond movie that we're fighting right now about the fake media, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so that's the timing we're looking at right now. All right, so
you got it right. You got it right, Jeff.
So here's the thing: is if you can kind of you need to basically get a hold of Gary Wade, get an Ultra 10B. The Ultra 10B has a BNC input. You got to have four outputs, for each limb. All right, then you got to bring the dielectric charging through the kidneys, and you have to have resonate the the throat to essentially get the measurements, and then you have to apply Sherry Edwards things with the headphones. Okay.
Okay,
now, I didn't have enough to buy the Songs of the Spine thing. It's about $12 on Amazon, but those tie together those last things. So Gary had some health issues last year, you know. So I'm I'm trying to tie all that stuff together with the finances I got right now. And so, you know, I know you don't give me any feedback technically because you're worried about different things, but I need to move forward. I need to, the back plane is 60 gigahertz, okay? And when the hydrogen stops singing, the superparamagnetism separates the back plane.
Well, that's very interesting. Now that is a real attention getter. What you just said.
Okay, all right. But you got to look at the you got to look at the baby resonator, because the baby resonator has the two ions that are necessary in the telomeres to correct those problems. Okay, and you got to you got to look at a telomerase inhibitor in combination with that, because I don't think you ever caught it from a year or so ago.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
The image from November 23rd, 2015. From the Boston conference, the little machine that was, I couldn't even think about it, is the 1999 F.B. Yang UC EBGs. That's the Eric Dollard shape.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay. All right, so... So if you can, you got to make those measurements, though, and I was just hoping you'd know them off the top of your head from the stuff on Friday.
I've been... No.
What I'm saying is
in hospice.
The numbers I'm trying to get with it, you know them just off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know.
Previous measurements.
Yeah, I know, but the king is
okay.
Lucky to have a voice today.
I understand that 100%. So see if you can hook up the Sosus nets again, right? For our Hunt for Red November.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Jeff.
Okay, all right. That's all I wanted to know. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to send you some information when I'm ready. There's another way I want us to start communicating, aside from being on air, because the way it's set up with the sale of the broadbands, they're listening.
Yeah. Oh, I know they are. And you got to stop the 5.5 to 11.1 Harold Klotz-Wiehl is a witness that can be brought to court on these issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
would bring him over ASAP.
Yeah, I'll bring him in a brief.
Okay. Thanks.
Friend.
Hey, you skipped a minute about the chicken thing. Chicken and fruit thing you missed. You had a minute skip in your 4579 laser disc mastering, okay?
Oh,
need to redo. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Thanks. Bye.
Extendivite, A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Organ Pathways, and I want to make sure that we have Patricia from Florida on air. Hello, hi. Patricia.
Hi. Okay, hi. Great. I missed part of the show, sadly enough, but I just wanted to convey a couple of information for all the listeners. And I want to ask you if you know for sure, because the water filter from Jim McCanny is supposed to be one of the best, and it's supposed to take out fluoride plus chloramine, all in the same filter. And I want to know if you know for a fact this is true.
What's the name of the product again?
It's Jim McCanny's, well, it's under J. McCanny, M-C, capital C-A-N-N-E-Y, science.com. That's his website.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who invented this. He's a physicist and all kinds of top stuff scientists. And he said this filters that he has will fit into any Berkey or any of the other kinds, but it's far superior because it automatically removes the fluoride, everything else, plus chloramines, he mentioned specifically. And I've never seen anyone else mention that.
Well, the reason you don't mention it is because the state-of-the-art doesn't exist.
No, he mentions it for his, but no one else does.
Yeah, I know.
I want to know.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll have to research it because I don't have it in front of me, you know. But
yeah.
And I'll research it. The state-of-the-art for these type of water filters is emerging as it goes, but it's you can't boil out
right
chloramine in the water, of course, which we talked about 10 years ago. But that the reason that's an important statement is that when you change a membrane filter and try to put it, and let's say that you went the full bore and wanted to put an ion exchanger on there. Let's say that you wanted to, because for the ion exchanger, you could electrically draw and change the charge of a negative ion, which is very important. But if you do that, you don't have the water that is going to carry the electrolyte necessary for your body. That's number one, the starting point. So, in other words, if you'll see a lot of people selling filters, which are really charcoal filters, they say, well, we take out arsenic, we take out solids and sulfides and this type of thing. But the thing is, you see, if you go beyond the charcoal filter, then you have to add energy within that ion exchange without an ion exchanger. And that's when you get into advanced physics, of which the quantum physics problem of solving that state of the art has not been found. So if it, and General Electric spent, I think, $40 million to figure that out, what you're asking. And they couldn't figure it out, so they sold the unit. And they sold it to a French company who paid them $1.5 billion for that very question. Because no one has been able to come through to change the ion exchange for an actual filter to take out the amine connected to the, particularly to the endocrine disruptors, the hormones that are in the urine that get into the water, which, by the way, you never get them out for a long period of time. And so this is a very big question. I will definitely...
Are you acquainted with John Ellis? John Ellis's machine?
He's been around a long time.
Yeah, and that one is supposed to actually put ions in, electrons in the water. And I had that machine and used it, and it's hard to believe it accomplished what he said it did.
Yeah.
And I used it for a long time, and that water never went bad on me, even after 5 years.
Yeah, that's John Ellis's claim to fame. The thing is that you still have steam involved in that, but John Ellis did 80% of a good job. I know that, but he, not on the big scene, but doing what, not having the water go bad on you. I'm glad you called. We'll take care of this.
Okay, I want to know next week, because I'm getting ready to buy it, if you would give the okay. And there's when you come back, I have one other thing I want to give out.
Thank you for calling.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Pathways, and the Bill Nye story did in terms of decreasing the children for population in various countries, particularly the United States, is part of John Holden's position, which was proposed many years ago. And of course, all of those chemicals that are beyond chemicals, in other words, the sterilants, and all the medical effects on them. I've looked all that over and presented this over the past 8 years, and 8 to 9 years, actually. And in terms of that, right now there are 1,900 disinfectant byproducts, there are 800 carcinogenic agents in the drinking water. And I read most of them to you last month when finally the government released, and that's the result of President Trump ordering the EPA's hidden research, which the president knew I had, and he wanted to make sure that that got out there. So in the interview that I had with Trump, the basic thing I noticed, I didn't realize how far behind we were here, but the thing is that where we are here is that Jeff from Idaho was mentioning about pensions in terms of the English and where they're going and everything, but you tie in the investment for climate change. You have Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, is talking about the potential consequences of the financial stability from climate change and the amount of the emission flatline for three straight years is running at approximately 30 gigatons as emission payoffs, and this is running into their 20 asset managers who are controlling the money on the carbon. Instead of giving it back to the people, they give it back to the investors. And their 28 asset managers, they're overseeing $3.5 trillion. We're committed to a $600 billion asset on a low-carbon economy. This is where it stands right now. There are 688 institutions that you are not supposed to know about. You are not supposed to know about 58,000 individuals that are representing more than $5 trillion worth of assets. That's only a week-old figure, by the way. And committed to divesting of fossil fuels because they make money on the other end in terms of solar, which doesn't have much of a chance on the earth because that's good for the desert or something of that sort. But on the integrations of the increase, remember I told you about the United Nations real position of Statute 71-1 to bring over 100 million refugees into the United States. The real figure, we have 350 million people plus in this country as we know it. We have approximately, the real figure that they're not telling the public is that we're running at around 110 million people who are just completely bowled out, illegal as hell. And out of that, the $52 million that, it wasn't $52 million, it was more than that actually when Obama took that. His people took money out of Fannie Mae to put it toward Obamacare to float it. Okay, the float is paid for by the carbon emissions, which was paid off by part of the payoff to Iran. So I want to get back to this. I didn't ever in my life want to talk about the show, but it seemed the show of Iran in this time. But this thing is, you see, when we went into Panama, I'm way behind here today at talking about diamond dust being sprinkled on human beings and that type of thing and killing people. But the thing comes down to the fact that we have the daughter lives in Beverly Hills and still does. They have the whole thing and they work it through and they have these different banks and, you know, that type of thing. The point here, however, is that we're really reaching a point of break-even, in other words, of no return. You take the BlackRock Investment Institute. You take, they have a standard in asset argument that was very good years ago, where you could take your index in relation to coal, and then you had when you had a massive rise in the coal price, then you would have an index by which you could monitor against what's calling the option sell and put system, which we use in the United States. In other words, we're going to sell, we do puts, and we have a call, so we're going to buy, you see. So these other things, so you can have a bad return that you can hide. The bad return on the carbon and plus the metrics of Obamacare, which was what that was all about, it had nothing to do with health care. Had to do with cutting people's lives off. Remember, I interviewed Dr. Emanuel, who was the author of the death panel, the Diet 75. Now it's the Diet 76. That's where the metrics sit. Well, that metrics in terms of your value, which can be your formation of your food supply and virtual water that you use for your product as you use during your lifetime, is measured against the metric of the carbon emissions. Yes. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. So no one was ever supposed to know this. Why in the hell I'm doing it now, I have no idea, but I think I'm getting upset because I know this, and I want to get it out to you, and I'm be running behind. But it's getting ridiculous that when I talked about the buying and selling of human beings, that's where China was with Trump, and Trump fought him on that in Florida, and said, "You help us with North Korea for another reason. And this is the reason." See, Trump knows this. See, he knows the screw job that you're getting in terms the other way. So this is why he's coming in with the tax plan the way he is, and why the Congress is against him on the 15% corporate tax, because the Obama and all those other people have been using corporate tax as what they call, if you're a car salesman, you call it the oversell. And then that extra money goes in to the separate banks that are not really banks, but they're equity positions. In other words, they're on the spread for the cost of the carbon against human life. So they're essentially taking the metric of Obamacare, which was designed perfectly to match the carbon. Now, let us say, I'm getting ahead of myself in terms of this. I hope I have the information I'm supposed to have to be able to cover this. But the idea of people mining, for instance, I'll put it this way. Let me go back. Mining volcanoes. So this is good. Let's go back again. You've got Al Gore, who makes income 3% of the $766 trillion on the override for the carbon emission. Now it's the Teachers Association, which I opened up with in the first hour. It's only to say you can't have anything about anything against climate change, and the scientists disagree, knowing that this is a scam. Now you take that information, and you have it where the idea of getting energy to make up that margin, all right? So what do? You think of ways, let's say, where's the energy? So let's go into volcanoes, where you can have pyroclastic globes, you can have lava bombs, you can have all these things that you can mine volcanoes. Now, volcanoes, if you mine them, in terms of this, you are also taking off the difference of the energy on the evacuation drills, which draws the energy out of the volcano. You can destroy the earth that way, particularly in Mount Helens, where you're having an active volcano. You can have parts of these cascades in the Sierras where Mount St. Helens and not even rough long ago, but you've got the Yellowstone Caldera, which is a dormant supervolcano serial lineup. You've got parts of the earth which are bigger than the Yellowstone Caldera. And so people within this framework of the carbon footprint, they're saying, well, we're going to have the citizens think that there is a climate change problem in terms from humans, which has been shown not to be the case by real science. But the thing comes down to the fact you have Bill Nye taking up John Holder's position. Yes, let's mine the volcanoes. And let's have the fun that we're going to take it out. Okay, I give you that. Now let's go to the other end. You have what's called heat mining. Now, what heat mining is to take energy from the geothermal water system. In other words, if you can change out the idea of the heat stored in the thermal energy hard rock crust, and you can change the aquifer in order to use that heat from that water, then you have another product which they're trying to develop and on the market. So the market is taking on what's called the carbon footprint, turns money to go into mining heat. Okay? Are you with me? All right. Now, if you know the process of this, we're moving very quickly here because we've got a rush on time. But the thing is, the Senate coerces with the geoengineering people of the United Nations, which is active. They've met. I told you about it. It's on the archives. I gave you the whole blueprint for the United Nations control of the world on the heat. And the process of the Senate is calling for making the Earth reflect more light. Now, this is being supported. I talked about this on the infrared system and how it's developed and how you work it out where you have absorption of water in the atmospheric rivers around the Earth at a different infrared system. Now, this is called the albedo. And the albedo modification is, of course, supported by all of the Illuminati investors. In other words, you have the people who really run the world, and you know they got the their big money is in. I think the minimum that you can that they have on investment, even with Soros and the rest of it, is $300 million apiece, and they're coming in. But they're coming in with $500 million every 3 weeks, and in order to have the Earth reflect more sunlight into space from fighting global warming. Now, this the albedo modification has now been placed in the Senate floor, and they said passed it in the middle of the night. You know, this Senate, the people that like the Pelosi's of the world, who says, well, Obama is like a snake, where stuff comes out of his head like he has tentacles. I think that's what essentially what Nancy Pelosi said a few days ago. And you might think that's a joke, you know, but that's not. That really happened. These people are really working at it. So they want the agencies, the Corps of Engineers, to how much money will be spent on the resource to provide the idea of climate intervention reflecting sunlight to cool the Earth. One of the ways to do that is to do it similar to match up with volcano eruptions, to extract energy from Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines. It has 20 million tons of sulfur dioxide. So, but the albedo modification won't work unless you can change the temperature ratios of the albedo infrastructure process. Now, in order to do that, you can have a concept of what's calling diamonds. It's like one of the callers slipped that little statement in the first hour, saying, well, you know, you can manufacture diamonds and the whole thing. He was talking about coal, or he's making a comparison. But he slipped that little sentence in there. That's the sport. It sounds if I'm in cooperation with the car, you know what I'm going to talk about. But what I'm going to talk about is, is an expose of the idea of creating the diamond cultures so that you can spray diamond dust over the Earth and cool the planet. Now, these are diamond dust in the term of the thing. So I see we're supposed to walk around and breathe diamond dust, which has under the idea of the aluminum oxide. The idea is they're saying, well, there's not that many sulfides, so that's okay. So the idea is to say, now I'm going to ask you something. Common sense. In your immune system, you have a T cell. All of us are born with a T cell. So many things, you got signals. And you have what's called an alloreactive T cell. And it's going into the recipient T cell to a donor for a kidney graft. In other words, let's say that you're taking the idea of the recipient T cell, which is a white cell that has that immune carrier. Okay, let's say that, see, there are two organs in the body. I just opened the show with the idea of lung and throat, okay? And the embryology, the development of humans. But the other is the kidney. So let's say that you have the idea of what's called an internalized peptide in the kidney, which has to recognize the T cell to have its own immunity in the kidney. All right? Now, how are you going to take... This is not a question of breathing oxygen, boys and girls. This has to do with breathing radiation in terms of the actual diamond dust. Now, the diamond dust that's being sprinkled is that the sulfides lead in the production of the sulfuric acid, and they're willing to save the ozone layer by having diamond dust sprinkled over people experimentally, along with other alumina, that to protect the ozone layer. But the people, your lung is going to be able to have to create another T cell modification to be able to accept the destruction to your lung. Now, it's not just a destruction to your lung. You go to the doctor and take two in the morning. That medicine's over with. Today, you have the process of the biomarker concept of the personalized medicine, but you don't have the testing procedures to be able to determine the amount of beta proteins that you need to be able to survive. So what you have here is aluminum and diamond dust have fewer problems in terms of being sprinkled over populations. To the beloved listener in New Mexico, yes, it's diamond dust, and two, it's dangerous. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Now this is Progress Pathways, and now we're connecting investors in terms of the climate change is what it is. The Dr. John Holden through Bill Nye and the climate marches of decreasing children and population, And then we get into mining volcanoes for heat and also doing the heat mining from geysers and from underwater geothermals, and then the spraying of luminas and diamond dust to shield the Earth away from the sun. Now, 90% of this is United Nations active, Congress active, world active, and investors active as we speak. Now, let's take another piece of information. Let's say that, could it be that particles in space from meteorites can change the weather conditions on Earth, similar to the new planet, suspected planet that's been discovered. It's the material between the Sun and Jupiter, if it were compressed, which is the same dust which is on our Earth, if it were compressed, it would form a moon stretching 25,000 miles in size. So the Earth's atmosphere is absorbing on that cosmic dust, causing the climate to change as a bona fide way to have it in the tons of the dust particles that exist in space could cause weather changes on the Earth. Now, the idea of the main sources of dust in the solar system, you know, are actually collisions. So if you have an asteroid or if you have a material evaporating off the comet as they approach the sun, you're going to have a change of the infrared spectrum. So this means that if you, in the real world we're talking about, while you're going to the grocery store or doing what you want, there are people out here asking for money on the stock market to heat mine, to do galaxy cosmic dust mine, mine volcanoes, and by the way, the caller on the first hour, I don't know why he was mentioning gold mines in terms of thing, because this plating of gold kind of thing. Now, gold mine sales, as they stand now by the bigger investors, are centered around the southwest of New Mexico and in Northern California, the Sierra Mountains, and other places that that have gold deposits. There's one in North Dakota, was bought by the Chinese not any more than 2 weeks ago. And it's to contribute to the new instrumentation for our climate alterations with the diamond dust. Now, the idea of sustainability within this framework is based upon the Addis Ababa Action Agenda from Egypt. And we'll get it on the next hour and hope we go into it, because it has to do with the formation of cells within your body. Thank you for listening to Hour 2 on Parker Pathways. We'll see you on the third live hour coming up right now. Calling number is 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.